code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on. Baby, it breaks the distance between you and me. There's a list of grievances, 100 miles long. There's a cold of silence, and it can't go on.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on March the 12th, 2008. Newcomers are coming in all the time as the word spreads, and it is spreading now because of all the things that are happening simultaneously. Only the completely brain dead can't really get it. They're too indoctrinated. But the new ones come in as they're waking up and look into the information that's out there. So I always ask them to go into cuttingthroughthematrix.com and go over as many shows as they want or as many as they can handle to try and quickly put the pieces together. Also look into alanwattsentientsentinel.eu and download transcripts in the various tongues of Europe. Last night, I actually put on the TV set. I had to stoke the fire, get the steam going, it's a steam-driven one, very old, and watched the CBC special because I knew it was coming up on the big hike in oil prices and gasoline. Because it's very, very important to see the stages that they go through. Each one follows on the past one and builds and builds and builds. And I wanted to see how it was presented to the public. And so they came up with this massive crisis scenario. Everything is crisis, of course. And they said that China was the main problem because they were expanding so quickly and using so much oil. That the oil had gone up to $109 a barrel. And a flashback immediately to Mr. Rumsfeld talking about breaking the psychological barrier of $50 a barrel. And when he was asked at that conference a couple of years ago, he said, don't think it won't double once it passes 50. But these guys are simply following an agenda, and this is what it's all about. And then the CBC, which is the Canadian version of the BBC, run by the government, went right into the national, like the big special report on this very problem, and tied it completely in with the greening program and how we all have to cut back on everything, all the energy, start wearing sweaters, maybe 2-3 sweaters at home during the winter, and all of that kind of stuff to save the planet. And they had a woman on there whose child from school had come home and informed her on what was happening with the poor old planet. And here she is parting the stuff that the indoctrinated child had brought home without questioning it. So the children are being brainwashed at school and parroting all that they're told, because that's all they're told. Quite simple. And we all have to go green and cut back because we are the problem. And at the same time that they're doing all of this this jacking up of prices and cutting back on energy and increasing the price of all energy, and electricity included, they're hitting you with the new carbon taxes. So the whole program is to bring us all down, you see. And they've been saying this for 100-odd years in the books published by the big institutions, that this would happen. They'd make it happen. And we're living through it now. I'll be back with more after the following messages.
Heart Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You know what that song is? You've heard it before. It's called Rally Round the Flag. Kind of makes you feel good, doesn't it? Like you're proud to be an American. That's what Ron Paul is, a great American, and he needs you to rally round with your own Ron Paul flag. Ron Paul flags can be mounted on your home or RV, as a banner, or flown beneath the American flag, or by themselves. You decide. Just fly your Ron Paul flag proudly after you order one, two, or more from RonPaulFlags.com. Choose the Ron Paul Revolution flag for just over $43 or the Ron Paul 08 flag for the same price. Order two or more for a $6 discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com and see what these great flags look like. That's RonPaulFlags.com. Put your state on the map as a Ron Paul state. Visit RonPaulFlags.com. Today.
Reports are coming in from all over North America about wild MPG.
My 97 Honda Civic went from just over 31 miles per gallon to over 50 miles per gallon.
My 98 Plymouth Breeze went from just over 38 miles per gallon to over 77 miles per gallon.
My 95 Ford F-150 went from 12.7 miles per gallon to 33 miles per gallon.
It's not a hybrid.
It's not an electric.
Wild MPG is an inexpensive modification that gives you incredible savings, a cleaner engine, better performance, more horsepower, less dependence on foreign oil, and better gas mileage.
Far better gas mileage.
Find out more at WildMPG.com.
Wild MPG means more money in your pocket.
The Wild MPG kit is absolutely guaranteed to increase your gas mileage by at least 50%, or the cost of the kit will be refunded to you. Visit WildMPG.com.
WildMPG.com.
Welcome to the revolution in fuel economy technology. WildMPG.com.
I'm Alan Watt, cutting through the matrix, and I tend to put the pieces together for people, which I try to as best I can with the knowledge that I've gained over a lifetime of watching all this happen and build up to a planned society, a planned society that goes through phases, one of the phases being that everyone will have to get moved off rural areas into already overcrowded cities, and after maybe a generation or so of chaos and new laws and regulations and bureaucracies to deal with the chaos, they'll bring the populations down, and eventually they hope to have a brave new world of domed cities, and everything will be planned for the society. You won't get born unless you're needed for the society, for the world state. And of course, this is to be done by the superior ones, you know, the hidden masters, those who run the world but are never elected, something that was formed and emerged, reared its head actually in the 1700s and 1800s through the big institutions and the founders thereof. And people go on and on about Weishaupt, Adam Weishaupt, but he was only one man in one area of one particular branch of the same organization who got a bit too big for his boots and tended to boast an awful lot. So he was taken down. But it didn't stop there, because the agenda was to create a new religion as well, to bring in this whole new world order, And that has been happening. It began in the 1800s in earnest with Blavatsky and Theosophy. The whole idea was they had to try and bring in as many women as they could, especially segregate the males again, and find out what appealed to women, which they already knew, because archives are at their disposal of real histories of the world and ancient histories too. And they brought in the channeling, which is mediumship, and ghosts, spooks, and spirits, and that type of thing, and also the appeal to godhood. You can become a god. Very, very old story to that, of course, and they understood that. And I've written it into every major religion in an exoteric and esoteric form. In other words, if you understand the nature of male and female, you can manipulate either. And it works very, very well. And now we have big stars, and people follow the stars, remember? They're guiding stars. It's all occultic stuff. And so you have the stars in Hollywood and stars in TV. And some of the big talk show host ones on television, especially the female ones now, are pushing the whole New Age movement and promoting all their books. Lots of books out there by all the top mediums and so on. And the whole idea is basically Theosophy bound. The idea of Theosophy, which is taken from Hinduism, that will go through a big transformation. A change is good. That's where the slogan comes from. Change is good. A big transformation of society. The Darwinists call it the Great Leap Forward, where we're going to be transformed into a new type of human being, a more perfected one. And that's what transhumanism is all about. Look through the internet at all the big major international meetings on transhumanism. Look who funds it, look who attends, and it's the same groups, same institutions, the same government agencies, heavily involved, and probably hundreds and hundreds of professors around the world are involved in this big movement to change humanity. Old isn't good enough, you see. The body isn't good enough the way it was made, and they're going to perfect it. And of course everyone thinks, well, that's a nice idea. Perfection's a nice word. It's like social. We like social things. We're social creatures. And perfection kind of appeals to us. But no one stops to think, except those who designed this whole plan, that if we all lived for an awful long time, then we would have an overpopulation problem. And therefore they came up with their big plan a long time ago, that only those who were fit would come through. Again, right from Hinduism and the waves of Theosophy, as they call it. The waves of Theosophy, through where we go through the big cycles, according to Brahma, as he spins round, and you come into the new age, and everything that was is destroyed, and only those who are perfected come through. And that's what's taught under a thousand names and branches and organizations. That's what's taught, even in psychology now. A lot of branches of psychology have completely gone into the new age, that you just channel your guide, you just bring it in, and get led to the promised land. You'll come through, you're perfected, and you achieve the God within. That's what's taught, you see. The God within sounds awfully good, eh? Until you need a doctor, then you have to go to a bigger God than you, or a dentist. But of course, logic has nothing to do with vanity, but it works very, very well. So that's all happening. And now remember, too, I do go on shows that often will have people who are not really who they tell you they are, who promote things, too, to do with some of these New Age gospels, generally channeled information. Don't get sucked in because they know what they're doing. Don't be sucked in with nice sayings that come across the television or the radio. Look into the actual books themselves, and you'll have a roller coaster ride into the complete New Age phenomenon. And there's nothing better than having millions of deluded people getting led by Pied Pipers over the cliff at the end. Nothing better. And they'll probably go willingly, thinking they're going to be gods. Look at the movie Logan's Run. Excellent movie. Good scenario. And how they taught a whole people that they'd go to heaven when they die. And the audience would turn up and watch them go up in the sky and go round, and it's all done scientifically, of course, and simply disappear. In other words, they're being annihilated. But they didn't know that. Everybody cheered, thought it was great. and could and were looking forward to their own time when they were called to. It's quite the phenomena. Now we'll go to the phones and try and keep the questions short, not a whole series of questions. People tend to pump me all the time once they get me on the phone. And it's the same when they write to me too. So we'll take Jared from New York. Are you there?
Yes, hello, Alan.
How are you?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
Run off my feet.
Yeah, I just stay on, I guess stay on topic, yeah, with the New Age thing. I see it when I go inside the bookstore, and it'll be like New Age section and the self-help section, and just the self-help section is just New Age.
Yes, it is.
And I have a friend of mine who, he basically works in his home, and he sells all these products, and I was looking at the brochure, and it's all New Age. It's like water that's like extra good water, and
yeah,
all these, it's all New Age. And I try to tell him, but he just won't believe me.
You can't. You see, it's a religion, and it truly is. It appeals to the ego even more than most religions, because they think there's no real rules to follow.
Mm-hmm.
And that appeals to the ego tremendously.
Yeah, and I see it in all the movies.
Yes.
Everywhere. Oprah.
Oh, yeah, Oprah's pushed The Course in Miracles and all the big ones.
Yeah, and
Jesus was channeled. You see, Jesus didn't have time to tell you all the things you're supposed to know. So this woman in the U.S. who worked for the government at the time just happened to channel all the stuff that you forgot. Yeah.
Yeah, and my mother watches it, and every day I see her when I come home from work.
It appeals to them tremendously, and it's really aimed, the whole New Age movement was aimed primarily at women. That's what Madame Blavatsky came out with, you know. And she was heavily funded to be a champion of women, and big institutions. Mind you, too, she had British lords backing her financially, so that tells you who was really behind it.
Yeah, and I'm reading this book, Carl Jung. I heard you mention it a while ago, Man and the Symbols. And a lot of it, and I could relate to, but he's not convincing me of everything, because it seems like he was like, I don't know, like a priesthood over the dreams and stuff. Cause
yeah, he himself had been brought up in a Masonic family, and his mother was a channeler.
His dad
was also... one of the, I think the head mason at one point for the whole of Switzerland. He was high up in Rosicrucianism. So he was a true believer, where he had the occasional psychic experience and put it down to a whole theology rather than simply take the fact he can get the experiences. They don't happen very often, but they do happen. And that's why they can't be tested and put into a formula. But he brought a whole theology out on it. But he also used drugs as well to try and get these experiences, and that's what you'll find that they all did at the top, altered states through drugs.
Yeah, I heard about they use mushrooms and stuff like that, old priesthood. And one more question before I let you go. I'm going to school right now, and basically I first went in there it's over a year ago, thinking, yeah, I could learn, get a good job or whatever, but I'm really starting to see, like, what's even the point of even being in there, like.
I know what you mean, because things are changing so rapidly that shortly there'll be no real, the usual jobs. And all you'll be left with is law enforcement, SWAT teams.
Yeah, see that? Everybody, just law enforcement, Homeland Security people, going to just learning that. It's a good thing. And I'm telling them, don't you see, it's like a police state that we're having.
Yeah.
And just like, hey, it's paying money.
That's right. Another side of it is the high technology, again involved in the same police state scenario. So that's the only two things that will be left. And you only have one third class, and that'll be the people who are getting their heads bashed in with the SWAT teams.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I bought your CDs, and it was pretty good stuff, but I had to give it to me. You had a lot of patience on that show.
Yeah, I got to keep patience for it, yeah.
All right.
Well, thanks for calling.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. Now you got Mark in Pennsylvania. Are you there, Mark? Hello, Mark.
Hello, Alan.
How are you?
I'll give the perfect example of a short question.
Hold on a second. I hear the music. We'll pick it up after this break.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt, and we've got Mark from Pennsylvania who is going to say something before the break. Are you there, Mark?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
I'm having a major battle with my wife about Disney.
Uh-huh.
And she thinks that it's no big deal, that I'm making much to do about nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm obviously on the other end, and she respects her opinion, so what would you tell her?
Well, Disney was in the business of altering perception from the beginning. That's what cartoons are all about. And I remember when I was small and I was dumped in front of the big screen, the big silver screen, to watch, I think it was Bambi. And here's animals talking to each other and all very cute. And I knew that they didn't really do that in real life. But I could see that there are children around me with their jaws dropping and the emotions and the smiles and the tears and all the rest of it, as the Thumper, the rabbit and all that, had these trials and tribulations. And I realized that we were having our minds played with in a big way. And, of course, the whole idea, you didn't realize at the time, but there was already a movement up that eventually became the Earth Charter, where every species has priority over humans. They have more rights than humans now. And this has been a steady drumbeat since Disney launched the first effects in a cartoon form. Now, of course, they do it with the cartoons. I've seen a few that people have sent me. their children watch, and they've got environmentalism all through it, and the greening all through it, and so on and so on. So it's an indoctrination tool, there's no doubt about it. And Jack C. Lowell said that all entertainment is propaganda when it comes down to it. It's authorized to be out there. It has agendas. It's very politically correct at the time. It will promote what's in. And that's how we get our thoughts. All drama, especially drama, is more effective than straight news, which is also propaganda. Because during fiction, our sensor part of the brain is down. It's not working. And we think we're being entertained for our pleasure. And you don't realize that along with the story that you identify with or the heroes that you identify with, you're also picking up on the spins that are put in there, the psychological spins, and the opinions that are formulated in that movie or cartoon will become your opinion. Yeah.
Yep, I'm watching my wife's reaction as she's listening to the delay of this. My final question for you is, have you heard about what happened to the governor of New York today?
Not today, I didn't hear, no.
Eliot Spitzer was retired as governor.
Oh.
And I'm wondering if you know what the real reason was behind it. It was apparently that he visited a hooker. Of course, that's not news for anyone in politics. So what would be the real reason, do you think?
Well, what I understand, he'd gone for years to hook these high-class ones.
And that's right.
Mm-hmm. Thousands and hundreds of thousands of bucks went. Now, I know that in London, people who are attached to big offices in London, for instance, it's the same worldwide, or MI6 or CIA, the clearance and so on, they get all these what they call fringe benefits. And high-class hookers are one of them. And someone who costs you $5,000, even in London, will have gone to the best schools. She'll have a very posh accent. She'll be conversative in different subjects and classical topics and so on, does finishing in Switzerland, and they basically are the ones that they hire for the elite group. That means they've been protected up until now, and he's done something wrong. He hasn't paid kickbacks all the way up to his next in line, and that's their way of coming down on their own when they don't pass the money on. Yeah.
Right. Have a great night. I appreciate your help.
Thanks for calling. And we now have, Rick in California?
Oh, yes, it's me. Can you hear me, Alan?
Yes, I can. Yep.
How are you doing? How's winter treating you?
The winter snowed a couple of nights ago again, and it's, I'm telling you, I'm demanding my share of global warming right now.
We're getting our share. It's really, really hot here in California. I just wanted to share an experience with you know, people out there, and I'm wondering if they had a similar experience. Well, first, I want to say that from talking to a Jewish friend of mine, his mother, who suffered in the Holocaust and survived, and she used to tell me about Adolf Hitler, about how he would be. He's not very charismatic, but then a spirit would come over him, and he would become very charming, but he had a sway over the people, and she knew he was into the occult and all this. But the experience I had was, you know, watching John McCain through the Republican primary runs and everything, he was very haggard and not very good looking. But then suddenly, when he got the Republican nomination, his eyes were bigger, and they seemed unusually black, and he seemed a lot younger.
Yeah.
And it was creepy. It was reminiscent of what this friend of mine had told me about Hitler, and like a spirit had come over him or something.
Yeah. Well, either that or whatever they took, and their belly just kicked in. You know, or they snorted, because, I mean, these guys are into drugs big time. And guys like Hitler, I mean, Hitler did get a professional deportment manager in, as well known in the history books. He brought them in from abroad to teach them the charismatic gestures and so on. The same kind of thing that you watch Billy Graham doing, you know, with the gestures. These are taught ways of movement in front of big crowds and how to be a good orator and use passion, etc. And that was commonly taught in the pre-television days to sway audiences. You had to get the passion in there, and that was certainly used by Adolf Hitler, and yet he was very quiet in his off time. Hold on, and I'll back after these messages.
Okay.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Alan Watt, cutting through the matrix. And we've got Rick in California on the line. Are you still there, Rick?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I just want to say real quick that what I don't mean this as, I do not mean this as an endorsement for Obama or Hillary, because I'm sure they have theirs too, but you were mentioning earlier about how, like on another show, about how they accept these entities, they take on these entities, and they become you know, perfectly possessed. You had mentioned that, and you compared it to Malachi Martin, and although he was off too, mm-hmm. because of his indoctrination, and
yeah,
and
what I'm saying is, this is their own belief. Understand?
Mm-hmm. I see.
And they've all been in the New Age. They've been reared in what we now call the New Age philosophy.
Yeah.
And they believe in that. If you look at all their history, this goes way back with prime ministers and all the rest of it. Mackenzie King of Canada was one of them. He's been talking to ghosts in Parliament Hall. This is an old tradition with these characters, because the very religion itself appeals to their vanity, being psychopaths, because they themselves truly believe that they're godlike. So godlike qualities, becoming God, truly appeals to them very much.
I see. I'm a little confused, because when I read the Foreign Affairs back in November, and I saw Clinton and McCain in red, bold red on the front, I predicted that that Clinton would get the nomination and McCain would get the nomination, but now it looks like it's Obama, and Clinton went to Bilderberg. So have they? Do they change their plans sometimes?
Well, very seldom. Sometimes they put on a show for the public. See, they've got to make you believe this is like a boxing match. Mm-hmm. And they use sports terminology, you know, so-and-so flattened so-and-so at this debate, and yada, yada, yada. It's all to get you hyped up and into it. It's like it's a real sports event that's happening. And no, the winner would be picked long ago. Yeah.
That's
what Professor Carl Quigley said in his own book. He says the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commissions, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, he says we always own the leader that's picked.
Mm-hmm.
For the public, so that's been, and he said that's been that way for 60 years. And he wrote the book in 1960.
Okay, Alan. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
I'll let you get on to other callers.
Right up. Bye now. There's Eric in California. Are you there, Eric?
I am, Alan. How's it going?
Not so bad. Surviving.
That's good. I wish I could say the same. I'm having fun myself. I wanted to, if I could, read a very short paragraph.
Uh-huh.
From the Shield of Achilles. It's by Philip Bobbitt.
Uh-huh.
It's War, Peace, and the Course of History.
Yeah.
It goes right into what these guys are up to with the quote-unquote New World Order and changing from princely state to kingly state to territorial state to state-nation to nation-state. Mm-hmm. They do this to carry on a change in title or a bankruptcy and to literally start things all over again. And to cover up not only the underlying corruptions, but where all the money went from the previous quote-unquote, form of government. And it's called the Historic Consequences of the Long War. And the Long War was from 1914 to 1990. And this is a neocon Bible. The thesis is the market state is superseding the nation state as a consequence of the end of the Long War. And they're bold enough to put in here, and talk about our Constitution and a new constitutional order emerging, or a quote-unquote new world order.
Mm-hmm.
The end of the Long War has been quickly followed by the emergence of a new constitutional order. This new form is the market state, whereas the nation state, with its mass free public education, universal franchise, and Social Security policies, promised to guarantee the welfare of the nation. The market state promises instead to maximize the opportunity of the people and thus tends to privatize many state activities and to make voting and representative government less influential and more responsive to the market.
Yeah.
The United States, a principal innovator in the development of the market state, must fashion its strategic policies with this fundamental constitutional change in mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and that is NAFTA, CAFTA, SHAFTA, WTO, IMF, and the whole kit and caboodle.
Sure, yeah, they did come up with that. They knew that when they put up the League of Nations in 1918, and they talked about this coming order. But they also knew they had to have more wars to bring it about. And
exactly,
of course, they came out with two. They always gave you the dialectics. So they gave us one guy who gave us one type of economics. And then they gave us another one. They brought him in after World War II from Germany, and he became a top economist. And then in the 80s, Maggie Thatcher openly came out and backed him, the second one that had the same philosophy as you've just read there, in fact.
Well, even Bernanke, who's Austrian, we have an Austrian governor in California, and when you start to look at it, it's Austria, Bavaria, Germany, and the Netherlands using England as a thoroughfare to create a one-world government.
Sure, sure. And we've had that for ages now, where characters are put in as prime ministers or presidents and governors who have been the heads of corporations. They've been CEOs of multinational corporations. And just go around your parliament or congress buildings and look at the lobbies across the way, all the other buildings where the lobbyists live for the big corporations. And fascism has been here for an awful long time. Yeah.
Yes, and that you nailed it, because fascism is corporatism, is feudalism,
mm-hmm.
is self-appointed royal family rule, and it's something that our founding fathers, no matter how many people want to, speak against our founding fathers,
mm-hmm.
they knew it, they understood it. I believe that they did try to set up a system to confront it and oppose it,
mm-hmm.
which was our, you know, republic, separation of powers and more.
Yes.
And what's happened is all that has been converted, and now all the things that are there to protect us are actually being used against us.
Yeah. And this whole idea, they talk about free competition, but it's not really, it's like free trade. It's only for the big boys who are authorized to do it. And free competition is the same way. There's no free competition in any market. It's a closed shop to
buy people. It's not a new idea either, because even the Dutch tried it in the 1560s, free trade, quote-unquote, and it destroyed them as an empire.
Well, yeah, it did to an extent, but you must remember they move. As they build empires, they move out and let it collapse behind them. And then Britain's the same. And even now, the wealthy and the higher bureaucratic middle class, the work for federal governments, are moving from Europe and the Americas and taking their families to China to work, because that's the up-and-coming empire of the future.
Well, and you know as well, and you can comment on this, is that Martin Bormann, I believe he was executive director or assistant to Adolf Hitler, he outsourced and moved not just the technology, but the individuals and the capital of over 750 corporations before the empire fell.
That's right, and also the IG Farben umbrella group was headed off by Rockefeller and a whole bunch of them in the West. Even Rothschild Bayer Group were involved, and they basically created what was called the Nazi war machine, ITT, and all these groups were in there, GM, Ford, and so on. So much so that when GM and Ford were bombed at the latter part of the war, in the 1980s, both companies sued the U.S. and British governments for compensation, and they were awarded millions of dollars from the taxpayer because their two plants in Germany that were turning out the war machines for the Germans were bombed.
Well, even General Electric,
and
General Electric and others got plants and facilities for $2 for the whole facility after the war was over. So it was basically a ceding of land and property technology to these. And a lot of these companies, they were corporations. They started as General Atomic, General Dynamics, General Motors.
Yeah.
You can go through the whole long laundry list, and they were actually U.S. corporations, a portion of the U.S. government.
Yes, there's no doubt. I mean, the CIA have been involved with putting their own men at the heads of CEOs for 50 years, and that's all part of it. You can't allow competition in a technological age where technology will win. So therefore, they set up real companies, very international, big corporations that really manufacture stuff, and it's really all fronts for the CIA.
Yeah, I want to throw something out real quick, because I'm kind of like, I've come under fire from guys like Ted Olson, member of the Federal Society, John Snow, Secretary of Treasury, or former Secretary of Treasury of the here in the United States, other members of the Federal Society like Alex Kaczynski, sits on the Ninth Circuit. This guy Brzezinski, ALJ Brzezinski, who is sitting on matters involving me right now and has been for the last 5 years, they're trying to force me under a quote-unquote mental health examination, all paid for at federal expense, and he's picking the judge. They're paying for it. There's no, you know, they're not supposed to even be carrying on federal contracting like this. But Brzezinski, and people need to look into who he is and what's going on, because he's also ruled on commerce cases involving Iran. Yep. He has a partner that speaks Farsi.
Yep.
He also ruled on a case called Rendon versus TSA, where if you go into a public facility now, like an airport, you get charged $700 for cursing in the airport.
Yeah, that they even put it in movies years ago. Like the Demolition Man, they showed you what was coming.
Yeah. You got it. But I could help. My name is Lieutenant Shine, Eric Shine. I'm a graduate of Kings Point, the United States Merchant Marine Academy. If you could touch on, in the future, as much about LOST, the Law of the Sea Treaty, Admiralty, why they're firing.
I know all that stuff. And really, it's so open for people. They should really do it themselves. It's so much, but it's always been here. And I know all the cons, left, right, and center, up and down,
Well, and if you could do anything to help get word out about what's going on with me, I'd appreciate it. Oh. And I know RBN's already done that.
Okay.
And I appreciate what you're doing and getting the word out and stuff. And keep doing a good job. Peace.
Okay. Hang in there.
All right. Take care.
Bye now. Now we've got Vic there, too. Hello, Vic. Are you there?
Hey, how you doing?
Where are you from?
Hella.
Hella, yes, of course.
You know what that is.
That's also planet Earth, yeah.
No doubt. I want to first of all thank you for the books. It's very fascinating, as disturbing as it is. It's incredibly fascinating, so I want to thank you. Question is, you know, if we could get this information out to enough people, mm-hmm. you know, and we were successful in our mission, yeah. what can we really do? Because, hey, you know, enough people knew, and, you know, we would awaken enough people and give their damn money system back to them and say no mm-hmm. to everything we have to say no to. Don't they have us in checkmate with NASA and their weapons and everything else? Like, you know, don't they have us cornered? Like, what can
well,
we
they do.
Do
this was prepared with military strategy. Every part of the introduction and plan years ago, they go over all comebacks, all retaliations of all kinds from different groups, and they plan for all that and how to overcome them, insofar as even putting up their phony patriots, which they do once in a while too.
Right.
So they set everything up. The whole chess game is set up. And so you're right, we've come to a stage where we're technically dependent on, most folk are totally, utterly dependent upon the system.
Right.
For their whole existence. And people have never thought that they've never owned the system. It's not there to serve them. It owns them. And therefore, they haven't gone into philosophical questioning as to what is life about in itself. What's the purpose according to you for life? What do you think about it? Are we here to serve an economy? Or is an economy here to serve us? If you had an economy, what kind would it be? Would you have to go back to some form of almost clan-type systems or national systems?
Yeah.
Because people today, see, the vast majority of the public, even if you could get the airwaves on major television for a month or two and educate them in the history of this, and then told them where it will take them, which is over the cliff, annihilation, they will vote this one right back in again.
Yeah. And you can't do it the Alex Jones way. It's not a violent revolution.
That's right.
It's just about the information.
And the thing is, too, you see, we can talk and talk, but there's no organization. We're up against the biggest organization and the biggest organized groups on the planet here, the most well-financed. There's no organization whatsoever that's legitimate to counter it.
Right, so I'm saying, if you say the time is now,
yeah.
you know, to get this information out, and if
yeah.
we were successful at doing so,
mm-hmm.
and say enough people were to wake up,
yeah.
don't they still have us in checkmate with all the weapons they got?
They got the weapons, but they mustn't need the general public to use them. These characters in uniform, remember, belong to the people, and they will sway too. They'll sway as well, which way the wind goes. And that happened before in history. Yeah.
Even with the robots they have and the NASA stuff.
Oh, even with that. Even with that.
You think we can still defeat that?
Yeah, and we'd have to know what kind of society. It's never been debated what you want. You couldn't keep the same thing. We know it's not our system to keep. They gave it to us. We've never owned it. You could not go back to manufacturing here. You couldn't force the corporations and businesses back here. And even if you could, they'd still work at it again and go right back to what they've done. So it's a new way of life. There's got to be a new way of living with a different purpose. And we've got to get rid of all the incredible indoctrination and propaganda that's been promulgated in the people. This made them all divisive, male from female, child to parent, and so on. All of that has to stop. That's not the job of schools, to teach primary indoctrination for political correctness. That's been the main area. Bertrand Russell said it. We've got to get the children at 2 years of age. And scientific indoctrination will ensure that they'll grow up expecting the changes that we tell them are going to happen, and they'll think it's all natural. We've got to stop this. That's not what education is for. But we also would have to be tremendously organized and debate in a philosophical sense what life should be, what it could be, and so on. Alternate ways of living than the one that we've had and the one that's finishing right now.
Are there people like us brainstorming the type of living that we could make possible?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and like, how do we hook up with them, you know?
It's a matter of again, debating philosophically. It's a philosophical matter. Some people would say spiritual. The spiritual has been so dirtied because now they're calling a New Age religion spirituality, you see.
Yeah.
And they've also mixed a lot of the phony Patriot Ones groups that were put out there as spiritual. They've brought in the New Age with them to further muddy the water and make it more confusing. And that was done on purpose. So people really have to decide for themselves what is the quality of life, what is life about, and how else could we live in the way we're living right now, and still have a happy enough existence and work together towards something. It's like looking at the big experiments in the past. They've all been phony at the top. That's the problem. That there were real big movements, national movements in the past, with real people at the bottom would work their hearts out, hoping to bring in some better system of working for everyone. But the ones at the top, the psychopaths, gravitate there, and they take over. That's always been their problem.
Mm-hmm. Are you willing to talk with people privately about what you're going to be doing in the future? Possibly hook it up with, if not you, the people that you know?
It's possible, but right now, I'm just overwhelmed with work right now, you know?
Right.
Just getting through the
but
day.
But I mean, as far as what you have planned, you know, for survival and whatnot.
Yeah. Well, we do have probably a generation left, and once it's gone, it's finished.
Okay, well, let me know if I can get with you personally. I have another question, if that's possible.
Hang on to after the break. Back
Thank
in a
you.
Few minutes.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
I'm Alan Watt, and we're about to pick with one more question from Hella, old planet Earth here, on the line.
I was curious, in your opinion, about the origins of hip-hop. has been a big inspiration to me, and especially in terms of my recent findings, you know, about the secrets and whatnot. If you analyze certain things that certain artists say, as far as being anti-establishment, you know, that's very disturbing. If I will acknowledge that it's been hijacked in recent times, but the origins, I mean, doesn't that come from Africa? You know, you're saying like even the
rap,
wrap it up in hip-hop. How did you find that out?
Doesn't come from Africa.
Really?
No, not at all. Guys in New York dreamed up that, you know, the same ones that deal with folk music, country music, rock music, simply gave you another form.
In the Bronx, yeah, but I mean, I'm saying the beat. You know,
The beat, yeah, the beat itself, the steady beat, even when it used it during rock, was, they studied it well. Ethnologists had studied it and watched the hypnotic effects on it, and they did lots of experiments in laboratories. Long before people even heard of rock music, and they told people to start using up the bass, put the bass on, and the record started pumping out lots of bass, and the heavy beat. They found too, by the different rates of rhythm, they could speed up the heart or slow it down, because your body will emulate what comes in. And then when they copied that with the strobe lights, they put you into a surrealistic state. It would also heighten up the sexualized side of it, because they wanted really wanted promiscuity big time, and it worked very, very well.
Wow!
It was scientifically designed. There's no doubt about it. So all fashions that go, they always give you a fashion to go with the new music, and the fashions too are designed by generally very old people, old white people, very wealthy people, old families. And they give you the fashion to go with the music that you then emulate, thinking you're rebelling, but in reality, it always becomes inane after a while. It loses its. They should say that if the salt loses its savor, it's no use at all. And when you see these characters dripping with gold and all the rest of it, and running about in limos, singing about poverty for the people, it becomes meaningless. It's a hypocrisy.
Right.
If it stayed at the bottom level, but also, too, it was designed to go at a certain speed and rhythm that most people who were older than that one particular age group would not listen to, and they couldn't understand the words. That was intentional. They wanted the children to hear the words, because they do want rebellions in the future. They really do want them. They expect them. That's why they're building up their armies. But they want to manage rebellion so they can use those rebellions to then turn the heavy guns on the public and say, we're going to change the system and go for more and more security and no freedoms whatsoever. It's all intentional, and I hate to tell people the truth, but it is the truth.
Yeah, I know people had a lot of emotional stock in, you know, the whole hippie movement and it being about peace, when it was the opposite. You know, it was good culture creation. And so I believe you, you know, you say that, but it's just hard to imagine that, you know, and that's what you used to believe in.
Yeah.
You know, but actually those words itself, rap and hip-hop, that's masonically created.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then, but, you know, even take that into consideration, that beat and that bass, you know, if there is inspiration behind that, is that even bad to enjoy? Because you still enjoy rock, no?
You can't help but enjoy it. You can't help but enjoy it. The beat will get you.
Because, I mean, is there a music that we can't hold true that wasn't created?
You should make your own. Maybe that's it.
All right. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, hang in. Well, from Hamish, myself in Ontario, Canada, it's good night to me. Your God or your gods go with you.
With recent internet.